Praise the Lord. We thank you for tuning in today, and we hope the program and the teaching will be a blessing to your soul. I hope to find you in good health and blessed of the Lord. And now let's pray and ask God's anointing on the teaching. Lord, anoint this teaching for today. Anoint my mind, my spirit, anoint my lips as I speak. And Lord, you said your word would not return void. And we know that's going to accomplish that whereto you send it. Now, Lord, I ask you also to anoint the ears, the hearts, the minds, the souls of those who receive it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to teach today on a subject, the spirit versus the flesh. And we find in the 8th chapter of Romans, and we're going to read a little bit of scripture to get you into the setting of the scripture, and then we'll go from there. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit is life in Christ Jesus, has made me free from the law of sin and of death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. And stop here and say, thank God that the law has been fulfilled and the law is gone. Because in the law, if a man was guilty of one of the failure of one precept, then he become guilty of all. So the law has been fulfilled in the fact that Christ went to Calvary. And no longer do we have to merit our living to be able to be saved. Now, this is a real tricky situation here, and a lot of people miss it. We're not saved by the righteous works we've done up to that time, but we're saved unto good works. And anybody that says that works has nothing to do with it, then they don't understand exactly the full total of the scripture. In the fact of being saved, works up to that point does not have nothing to do with it. But you can't scrap works because it was not necessary. You can't get clean enough to be saved. You can't get righteous enough. You can't live straight enough to be saved. You've got to be saved by the fact that Jesus Christ went to Calvary and he died upon the cross, and he died for you, he died for me, he died for all sinners. Now, that within itself brings us to salvation. If we believe, you know, in the Old Testament, the Bible said, you know, Abraham believed, and because of that, it was counted unto him as righteousness. So whether you're in the Old Testament or whether you're in the New Testament, it takes an element of the individual believing the report of God. So we believe that Christ died for us, and we believe we're saved through that grace. Then we're saved unto the good works, and then this is where the battle comes in. A lot of churches don't teach sanctification, so the people out there are just the devil to run them through any way he wants to. So let's read on a little bit in verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Here's the key. Which do you want? You want spirit or you want flesh? You can let the spirit control you. You can let the flesh control you. Let's see what Paul, the writer of Romans here, said. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You know, we could stop right there and already come to a conclusion. God is not going to accept the carnal mind. God is not going to accept unrighteousness. He is only going to accept that person that, yes, by grace has been saved, but then they allow the working of the Spirit to take place in their life. Verse 7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. That's pretty plain. If you're going to walk in the carnal mind and you're going to function in the carnal mind, then you're not in a position that you can do anything that wherein is going to please God, so that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. If you're not going to please God, how are you going to go to his heaven? You know, you're going to have to be obedient to him. You know, the Bible said, not everyone that said, Lord, shall enter in. And I searched the scriptures, and the Bible said, only that man or that woman that's going to do the will of God, the will of the Father. So if we don't please him, then we're not going to make it in. Verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so that be that the spirit of God dwelleth in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. This verse 9, a lot of people get that confused, and they say, well, when they get saved, they got all the spirit. Acts teaches us, Luke into Acts teaches us, an understanding of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And this here is not talking about just, you know, the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ is that which we receive when we're saved. And it's not telling us that we get all of God's Holy Ghost power at that time. You have to study the entirety of the Word. You cannot make a doctrine out of any one scripture if there's another scripture that goes a little further or crosses out your understanding. Understanding here is when you receive Jesus Christ, then you have the Spirit of Christ, and the Spirit of Christ dwells in you. And if we have not his Spirit, then he is none of his. And that's plain to see. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. When Christ takes over, and I'm going to agree with a lot of the folks that, you know, they teach a doctrine, once saved, always saved. And I'm going to agree with one thing they teach. They teach that a big majority of the people's not saved. And I agree with that 100%. But you can't cop out and say because a man that's been living righteousness all of a sudden backslide and go back to sin, you can't say that he never wasn't saved to start with. That's a cop out also. You have to come down to the point of the understanding that when Christ comes in, he makes a change. We're all predestined to that point. When Christ comes in us, we're predestined to become conformed to the image of God in the image which is in Christ Jesus. And that will take its place, and that will fulfill itself if we allow it to. But we have to walk in the Spirit. We have to desire spiritual things. We have to feed the inner man. The outer man, the flesh, he wants the things of the world. He wants fornication. He wants adultery. He wants cigarettes. He wants beer. He wants drugs. He wants something that'll bring pleasure to the flesh. But the spirit man is longing for the things of the spirit. And we've got to feed the spirit. I get in so many people's automobiles and they've got a rock station on or something other than the gospel. You cannot feed your spirit on rock music. You cannot feed your spirit on country music. You can only feed your spirit on the gospel through the Word of God or through the message and song. And a lot of people's having a trouble serving God and living for God. If they change their diet of what they're taking in, then they can serve God in the fullness. But if they're not willing to change their diet, if you're going to put garbage in your spirit, you're going to put rock music and country music and all kind of secular stuff in your spirit. And a lot of these talk shows, you know, I know people that's possessed on talk shows, that the ones that are on radio and on satellite radio, and these guys that just ramp and rave all day. And, you know, it's a bunch of foolishness. And they're getting paid millions, and you're letting them use you for a garbage in a trash can. You need to draw a line, cut that filth off, get you some good CDs of gospel music, turn to a good gospel station, and feed your inner man. A lot of people say, well, I just feel like I'm dying. Well, you are dying. If we didn't ever feed you any physical food, you would starve to death and die. Same way, if you don't ever take anything spiritual into your life, you are going to starve the inner man, and he's going to die. And We need to understand these things. Verse 10, and the Spirit, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. But the Spirit that dwelleth in you, it goes on to say, by the Spirit, by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, listen to what verse 13 says, we shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. And verse 14 says it right. It puts it right where the rubber meets the road. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified. And it goes on in verse 18 to say, for I reckon that the suffering of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed unto us. This section of scripture is most vital to every Christian. In the 45 years of ministering and preaching that I've done, almost every time I ever started, I think back down through the years, and almost every time I ever started to teach or minister on this verse of scripture, the devil would say, don't say anything about that. People don't want it. They're not interested in it. Preach something else. Well, I finally learned after a little while that the devil, anything the devil opposes, you better get right to it. And so here I have taught and I have ministered through these years the message of the Spirit versus the flesh. You choose what you want. Verse 7 said, to be carnally minded is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. Verse 14 come back and told us, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we know assuredly that if we're not led by the Spirit of God, then we can't be a son of God. So you, my friend, here today that are listening to this, understand, clean up your physical life. Take your spirit and yield it unto God and pray unto God that he will sanctify you. See, Jesus said, Father, don't take them out of the world, but leave them in the world, but sanctify them from the world. The sanctifying power of God is what gives us the ability to live in this present world and not be a partaker of it. I'm not interested in what they're doing at the honky-tonks. I'm not interested in what they're doing in the bars. I'm interested in what's going on in the spiritual realm. And I long after the Spirit. I seek after the Spirit. One guy told me in one of the churches I pastored years ago, he said, Brother Goad, you're addicted to the Spirit. I can't think of anything else would be any better to be addicted to. The Spirit versus the flesh, which do you choose? Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time we've had to look into your word and to expound upon your word. Oh God, let it touch hearts, let it touch souls, let it reach out to those that want to walk in your spirit. Let them get power over the flesh. Let them clean up their spiritual diet, wherein that they can receive the things of God. For to be carnally minded is death, and we don't want death for not one Christian. We want, Lord, that them to realize that they can have life, and life is through the Spirit, and that the flesh is a dead end street. It came from the dust of the earth, and it's going back to the dust. But the Spirit, it came from God, and it's going back to God. So let them walk in the Spirit. Now God save, heal, and delivers our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.